Demons Are Forever by Julie Kenner, narrated by Laura Hicks.
Chapter 1. I killed my first demon at the ripe old age of 14. Stabbed it through the eye with an ivory-handled stiletto that had been a birthday gift from my caretaker and mentor, Father Lorenzo Corletti. I had spent 2 days tracking the demon, living on the filthy back streets of a poverty-riddled Italian village, eating nothing but the scraps I'd tucked away in a threadbare knapsack. I had one companion, a boy I adored, and whom, in fact, I later married. But teenage lust was the furthest thing from my mind during those long days. Demon hunting is serious business, and I was a serious girl. Even now, over 2 decades later, I can still remember the intensity of emotions. The drive of the chase, despite bone-numbing exhaustion, and the certain knowledge that this was important stuff. From an overall life perspective, after all, very little ranks above thwarting the minions of hell. As far as my duties as a demon hunter went, my youth was an issue only to the extent that my strength and training gave me a fighting chance to stay alive. By age 14, I was physically ready. As for mentally, well, there was never any question. I knew what had to be done, and I was expected to do it. My age never factored into the equation. With all that in my personal history, you might think that I would understand better than anyone that 14-year-old girls are both strong and resilient. You might think that, but you would be wrong. Because when it came time to actually have the talk with my 14-year-old daughter, I was a tongue-tied mess.